We are looking at a mix of old and new traditions among carnivores during this Thanksgiving week. Morning Edition spoke with three chefs who were born overseas or raised by immigrant parents. They are all helping to shape American cuisine, so we wanted to know what will be on their tables. Today we hear from Dominique Krenn. She is the chef at the restaurant Luce in San Francisco, and she came to the United States from France 20 years ago.
I was a little bit lost when I came here. I had no idea what was Thanksgiving about, and I'm like, oh, a month before Christmas, we're going to eat some turkey, because that's what we do in France. We eat turkey for Christmas. And and then, you know, you of course, you're part of the country and you try to integrate yourself and you just realize that this is a pretty cool holiday. And I think it seems this is one of the day where people just love to hang out with each other. So, yeah, I've been celebrating that for almost 20 years now.
So you do the turkey then?
Yes, my way.
Your way. What's your way?
A bit different, you know. What I do with it, I just do a roulade with the breast.
What's roulade?
It's roll. Basically, you kind of open up the breast, you take the skin out, and you stuff the breast with something, and then you roll it and you tie it. You know, I stuff it with sauté wild mushroom, truffle, sometimes foie gras, sometimes chestnut. Then what I do with it, I wrap it with smoked pancetta or whatever, a nice smoked bacon that I can find. And the leg, what I do is the leg, I cure them and then I confit them in duck fat.
So you do that and then you cook it in the traditional way or?
Yeah, I like slow cooking. You know, I don't do it at high temperature. Usually I do it like 160, 200 degree. Yeah.
Is that, I think it's a little lower than.
No, it just takes a little bit longer, but it's nice. You got to trust me on that.
I will be glad to trust you. I'm sure you know, though, that it's more common in an American kitchen to see a temperature of 350 or even 400.
Yeah, I know. But like I say, you know, you kill the animal once, you don't want to kill it twice. So I find that my way works for me.
Now, what are some of the things that you put beside the turkey?
Roasted chestnut and Brussels sprout also that we do a lot.
Brussels sprout?
Yeah. Mm. What you have to do, don't roast it all together. What you do, you take the leaves, you pick the leaves and you saute the leaves very lightly and you eat it like that. And I met a lot of people that do not like Brussels sprout because there is some bitterness, I guess, to it. But I show them how to eat it that way. And it seems that it's just delicious.
What's for dessert?
Well, I will maybe do something a little bit different than just a pumpkin pie. I will do a take on it. I will do maybe a brioche, a pumpkin brioche, and I will make a pain perdu with it.
What is that?
Well, it's you know, the French toast. So basically you make a pumpkin brioche and you soak it in whatever you want, buttermilk with a lot of spice, and then you sear it and you cook it, and it's very moist on the inside and it's crispy on the outside, and then you serve that with maybe a sage ice cream and something like that, and it's just delicious.
That must be a hit because it reminds people of pumpkin pie without being pumpkin pie.
Exactly. It's a take on, you know.
Well, Dominique Krenn, enjoy your Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
She's the chef at Luce in San Francisco. Tomorrow we'll talk with the man who was the special guest chef for President Obama's state dinner last night.